You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another epic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and you're listening to episode 658. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us today. It's good to be back in the saddle.
It is. It's been a while. Yet last week was insane, Rob. I mean, we were in Oklahoma. There was InnerDrone. We came back and did some more modeling stuff. We shot a light painting class. I think it might have been one of the most productive weeks in a long time.
It was very productive. We had Vic in town. It's always nice to see Vic. So that was cool. And that light painting class, it's a mouthful for me, it's going to be really cool.
Yes, we also did a product review by Avio Engineering's. I think it's called, I forget the name of the light, but it's a five little piece light. And if you're flying nighttime operations, you are going to need this light. So we'll put that review out just as soon as we have it uploaded. And we also have a couple other little series coming out from Vic. Very excited for that. But also, this is a busy week in news. We're very sad to hear our friend Bob Martin, who was a KRQE helicopter pilot, big mentor to me, essentially taught me how to fly helicopters. And, you know, Rob, I'm really, really sad to hear this news.
Yeah, I mean, just to hear people talk about him in the news stories and otherwise, he was highly respected, very talented. He was well-rounded. He was a storyteller, right? He wasn't just a pilot, as I understand it.
Yeah,
he was a reporter and a very good reporter, so he could do it all.
Yeah, he really
was
could.
A really, really impressive guy, and our thoughts and prayers go out to his family because it's tough to take.
It sure is, and it was kind of hard for me to hear that and heard it. Well, directly from you before it was even out there. But anyway, in other depressing news, the FAA released on accident through Twitter that coming down the legal pipe is drone certification. What do I mean? I don't mean drone certification as far as you being a certified pilot. I mean certification standards, airworthiness standards for UAVs. Now, I think this may be in reaction to Amazon delivery drones or Uber drones, as Patrick Egan and I spoke this weekend about. Either way, it seems like, Rob, the FAA has a lot up its sleeve. And in recent conversations with us, they have been saying and they have been emphasizing that as drone law is currently, but they won't give us any details on what's coming out, but they did slip on Twitter.
Yeah, I didn't see that. You did. I would think that there's a lot to be determined and discovered as it relates to that particular issue and point, but I always come back to when we hear about stuff like that, how in the world do you police that? They do not have the resources.
We're in very interesting times. We even had a question come in saying, the FAA is openly saying that it's taking more than 90 days to get airspace authorizations. And I would say that the pressure is definitely mounting for an application to come out. And it's becoming a time where pilots have to use their judgment.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate because all it's doing is it's leading people to err on the side of taking the risk of flying without what they need to legally fly. And that's the reality of it.
That
we can beat around the bush and pretend that's not happening. And we try to be very sensitive to these issues and be on the side of the FAA on our show, obviously. I say obviously, at least in the last, few hundred shows.
I wouldn't say on the side of the FAA. I think we're on the side of common sense.
And well, I think you I know would what say I mean. I think you know what I mean.
At the beginning of the year, they were definitely, they were living up to their promises, and now they're not.
Well, again, the bottom line is, and I don't know if it's a resource issue or not, I'm sure that's certainly a big part of it. The bottom line is people are flying illegally just to get it done. That's the bottom line.
Well, the bottom line also comes in, and I've asked this question before, and to all you legal experts, I would love to have a lawyer on the show, by the way. If you are in drone law, please reach out to me, support@thedroneyou.com. Because one question I have is your interpretation of the Sherman Act. At what point does the FAA violate the Sherman Act by having these ridiculously long periods to get airspace authorizations? And at what point are they interfering with commerce? That is my question to you. So, and I think it's a question to a lot of people,
Yeah,
these guys, a lot of people just want to do the right thing. And I understand it. They don't want the federal government up their butt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah, either because, and ultimately the motivation, I suppose, doesn't matter for those that are trying to do it the right way, either fear, as in they don't want the FAA to put it in your words on their butt, or they just like doing things the right way. And a lot of our members and constituents, that's who they are.
True, and I agree with them. There is something very valuable about doing things the right way all the time. You know, as they say, liars have to remember their lies, and when you always tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. Mm-hmm. And I think it also goes to show that when you are always doing the right thing, it's easy to retain clients because they respect you. There's no liability on the clients. You know, people have said that the FAA will go after clients for for hiring illegal drone operators. But you know, I'd like to see some proof of that. I think it would be really good. I think a lot of other people would like to see proof of that. It would validate their hesitation in going against the grain, as you would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but either way, today's question is very good about delivering content to your clients. We'll be talking about that today. And today's question is brought to you by our good friends at videoblocks.com. You've heard of them before. You know what they're all about. They have millions of copyright-free music and copyright-free clips for you to use in your videos. So make sure you don't sacrifice quality in your videos when you can't get the right shot. Become a member of the subscription service videoblocks.com. That way you can get clips that you'll need to increase the production value while maybe decreasing the time it takes for you to produce these jobs. Make sure you check out videoblocks.com/drone to get a discount on using videoblocks and audioblocks.com for your benefit. Also, special thanks to the DroneU community, who's keeping things positive. They're ensuring inspiration and motivation in the DroneU community. And if you're not a DroneU member, then you don't have access to over 25 classes that range from being a beginner all the way to an advanced pilot. And if you're looking to make sure that you have the competitive advantage, well, I'm not sure that there is a better place to go than the DroneU community. So make sure you check that out, thedroneU.com, and become a member. You can take a look behind the curtain before spending any money to see if you think it's worth it. Check it out.
Hi, guys. My name is Sebastian, and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. I appreciate everything you guys at DroneU do and produce and all the content that you put on your site. And I watch it and drink it up as fast as you put it out. My question is regarding deliverables. I recently had a client who did not have Dropbox, and of course the video was too large to send via email, and she also did not have a DVD player on her computer, and I ended up having to copy her video onto a flash drive and hand deliver it to her. My question is this: is there a better way to give your deliverables and your video content to your clients? Thanks, I appreciate it, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Sebastian. Appreciate the question. It's a question that we've talked about before, but things are always evolving. And so it's a good thing to talk about again. And by the way, guys, if you have a question like Sebastian did, check us out at askdroneu.com. Get that question in and we'd get it on the air just as soon as we possibly can. So what's kind of the current state of getting those files to your clients looking like?
Well, I have had some issues in recent days because we've been delivering point cloud files that have billions of points in them, and they are sometimes 7-8 gigs each, and just for one file. So I can totally empathize where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, that there are some really good solutions. I have personally moved away from Dropbox for just about everything. I use Google Drive now. Google Drive doesn't cause the... Dropbox has just been getting weird. I don't know how to say it any other way other than if you don't have a business account, then you can't share files with certain people. And if they don't have a Dropbox account, they can't even view your files, which is, I'm sure, what he's talking about.
Right.
That issue. And no offense, like, it's like how to lose your customer base in the fastest way possible, 101 Dropbox. So I've moved everything to Drive. In fact, I only extended my Dropbox to actually have my Drobo download all the data from my Dropbox, like mass data download.
Yeah.
And so I'm making sure that I have everything, and then I'm canceling my subscription. I use Drive most of the time. You could still run into problems with Drive if people don't use a Google account where they haven't used Google anything.
Sure. Which the reality is most people are, unless they're in a big organization and they're using Microsoft products or something like Outlook, that kind of thing.
That's unfortunate. And yes.
you know, they may agree with you.
And for those people, if you need to deliver files, make sure you check out Hightail.com. Hightail is a great service. In fact, Vic is a huge user of Hightail. If you send a file via Hightail, no one has to have a Hightail account. They can just download it directly. It works really great. I have some other friends out of Texas that use WeTransfer. I like Hightail over WeTransfer simply for convenience, but WeTransfer is a good option. Another thing that you can do is, yes, you can provide a physical drive to that person. I would say, though, that in some states, that could open you up to additional tax liability. Like, for an example, if you're in Colorado, this is another reason I want to move to Colorado, and you fly a job, if you deliver those files over the internet, you don't have any state sales tax to them because you're selling a license to the footage. Now, if you deliver a physical product, like a drive with the files, then there is sales tax on that hard drive itself. Now, obviously, you guys need to look up your own tax law and make that real decision on your own, but just understand that there may be additional tax liability on providing hard drives to people. And you know what? If you have to do that, you may as well just write it in the budget, which, by the way, we should write that in our budget for those modeling jobs.
Because that's going to have to happen.
It's going
to
happen sooner or later.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, in theory, if you want to know that up front, right? Because if you are going to have to pay sales tax, then generally speaking, you would charge sales tax.
True.
But you'll have to deal with your clients on that point to whether or not that, you know, that fits with the way that you've sold the product or whatever. What about, Paul, using like a Drobo or a Synology system where you're giving people access to the files on that? Is that a way to go about this?
I personally would not recommend that.
Why is that?
You can use a Drobo network drive or a Synology network drive. And in fact, you know, I've got a Drobo. DroneU has Synology. Mm-hmm. You open yourself up to more liability with people having access to files that maybe they shouldn't have access to. And I'm not even a big fan of the whole system, if you want to know the truth. Like, I haven't looked over the Synology workflow that was recorded. But in all honesty, it is prone to shutting down in the middle of the night. If your service provider does an install or an update on or a firmware update on your router at night, which they do tend to do. I mean, how many times have we come back and the next day and Comcast has shut down our whole internet because a firmware update went bad? I mean, I remember when Ilker was here and that happened quite often. So that being said, I'm just not a big fan of it. I think Hightail is really the answer to his question. And besides, Hightail has some really awesome features that really make it rise above the rest.
All right. Well, cool.
I think
sounds pretty straightforward then.
Yeah. I think it's pretty simple.
I mean, I think what I like most about Hightail and that answer is that your client doesn't need an account, right?
That is true.
That makes it really, just user-friendly.
Yes, it is very user-friendly. But anyway, I think that answers our question for today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com, upload that question. We would love to hear it, especially those business questions. We love those. And we've got some new guests coming on the show that we're very excited about. And upcoming, we're going to be talking about construction management. We're going to be talking about the FAA FCC issue with talking on radios. We're going to be talking also about public safety and the new standards that have been set for firefighters and police officers to use when they are flying drones, which is very interesting. And by the way, Buzz from Rancho Cucamonga, I saw your pictures, saw your photos. Wish you could have flown those fires as well. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
And this is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.